So pleased to be able to chat with Mr. Christopher Goulet, president of the Hamel Lydon Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services here in Quincy, to talk more about how this pandemic is impacting the funeral business and Hamel Lydon in particular. So, Mr. Goulet, good to see you again virtually.
Good to see you, Joe. Right. If not in person, right.
Exactly.
Thank you. And thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. Lots of folks are asking me, and I'm sure asking you questions about what types of funerals can be held in this, current situation, and specifically what's happening there at Hamel Lydon.
Sure. So we in the funeral industry have largely been left to create policy to keep our families and our staff, each other, safe during this time, as we are all going through this together and figuring out what it means to live with something that is invisible and that could potentially make you really sick. So at first we didn't know how this was going to affect the families that were calling on us. But what we've learned now in the weeks that we've been working through this is that really we can have funeralization, even viewings and visitation, but it must be limited to a very small number. Generally speaking, the immediate family and those not to exceed, 10 in number, closest to the family. So that's really what we have been doing for the families that would have otherwise had more traditional types of services, patients and wakes, funerals, birthday with viewings. And we seem to be doing those in a pretty good number right now. We had three of them yesterday. And because it is a small number of people that are gathering on each event, we see that we don't really need to have a wake the night before and the funeral the next day. We really do it all within a two-hour time span. And we're also doing it in shifts. So if we have, for example, today we had a service where there were four children and their spouses. So that was eight people that came in. And then the grandchildren came in later after their parents left. So they were able to come in to pay their respects while their parents were out in their cars waiting to go to the cemetery where we inevitably had a graveside committal. So it's taken a little bit of understanding and creativity on our part to be able to find creative ways of personalization and to have something that feels normal to a family or as close to it. And that's what we've been doing.
Now, are folks required to wear face coverings when they come to a wake at the home?
Sure, yes. We were fortunate enough early on to secure a good supply of face masks, and also we have gloves for people for safety as well, so we're not all going around spreading our hands. And we have hand sanitizer, which whoever thought that it would be a commodity, but it is a commodity and hard to get, but we do have hand sanitizer as well.
Sure. Now, have you had to kind of adjust how you're helping folks go through the grieving process? So the victims of COVID are not able to be with their loved ones when they pass, unfortunately.
Well, in my opinion, that's the real tragedy. You hit it right on the head. It's the real tragedy. I think by now we all know someone who's lost a loved one they couldn't be there with during those final hours. And we in the funeral profession as a whole, if you can paint this with a wide paintbrush, we are all, as a whole, caring, humanitarian individuals who care about the human condition. And that breaks my heart when I hear the stories, and they are many, of the families that had to say goodbye via FaceTime and not be there with their loved ones. I can't imagine what how I would feel if I were in that circumstance, and yet we know so many people. So to those families, I am so sorry that they weren't able to be there with their loved one at the end. That creates another dynamic of grief, which is only now are going to start to understand. My heart really does go out.
And, you know, kind of an unfortunate collateral situation is folks who have passed not from COVID, you know, also are being impacted by this because they can't have their traditional services, if you will, due to the situation.
And I've spoken to other colleagues in the industry, other funeral directors that are in the industry here, and they've, a lot, many of them have told me about how people just don't understand why we have to modify things or do things in a certain way right now. But the inverse has been our experience. We've been met by every single family that we've served to this point. We've been met with understanding. They are wanting to make sure that they are kept safe, even as much as they'd love to be able to have everybody come and pay their respects. They've been very understanding, and I'm thankful for that. We all are trying to just survive this and get through it, and hopefully out on the other side without too many losses.
Yeah. Now, have there been actual funerals in churches at all? Anything of a mass or
something? Early on, there was, and then the Cardinal really put the stops to that, and I think smartly so. They're not holding regular masses. Why should they hold funeral masses, in a way, is our way of thinking. So we haven't been in church for quite some time. And now the Cardinal is not allowing priests to come into the funeral home to do funeral services.
Oh.
So many of these are going to occur and have been occurring right at the graveside.
I see. Okay.
So graveside or at the crematory, we're able to have the priests and clergy people come to the cemetery or to the crematory to have those final prayers of commendation.
Sure. Okay. And, you know, for veterans, Krish, could you explain a little bit about what options are available?
Obviously? Sure. Yeah, for veterans, you know, the Massachusetts National Cemetery, which is the one in Bourne, the one that we in this area are most familiar with, they've really dialed back what they're allowing to have happen. But at the same time, they're leaving it open for after the pandemic has passed and after these restrictions have been relaxed to be able to have the families go down to the cemetery to have a graveside service with military honors and clergy there. Because as of right now, we are not able to do anything more than to bring a veteran or their spouse or other qualifying family member for interment there, just the funeral home staff, one or two people at the most.
Okay.
We're able to go down to make sure they're laid to rest properly. And then once the conditions have changed, we'll be able to go back and have a more meaningful graveside service.
Okay. And is that also true for, you know, the traditional services? If folks were not able to have like a church service and a wake, could you do something at a later date?
Yes. Yeah. We've got a number of families that we've worked with that we will be getting back in touch with to schedule graveside services, schedule memorial masses for those who have been buried already, and have something where the community can again their support of the family and exchange sympathies and their grief.
Okay, very good. And I know that a lot of times, I'm thinking specifically the Masons, but a lot of fraternal organizations, you know, like coming to their members' services. So could that be included in the future as well?
Yes. Yeah, same thing.
Sure. Have you had to change at all the way you deal with the deceased, Chris, you know, the embalming process and things of that nature?
Well, we've always subscribed to the belief that we should be using universal precautions for everyone when we're doing the work that we have to do. It's largely surgical. And for the reasons that we just don't always know what people have been diagnosed with, because sometimes we don't even have a cause of death on a death certificate when we're going to begin embalming. So that part of our procedure is somewhat unchanged.
Okay.
Although we have learned about the different types of respirators that are very efficient and prefer- bird for when you have a potentially deadly disease. So we've got some new type of respiration equipment we're using. But other than that, personal protective equipment is something that's standard issue in the funeral industry.
Okay. We heard some horrific stories of funeral homes in New York City just being absolutely overwhelmed and inundated due to the sheer volume of folks who are dying from this. Fortunately, we have not heard there in Massachusetts. Have you heard of that here?
Not here, although there are times where I feel as though we're right on that cusp.
Really?
Yeah. Frankly. But I have some firsthand knowledge of the situation in New York, where a personal friend of mine owns a funeral home in New York City. Right when we were at the beginning stages of this, I forget now, at the moment, there's another conversation near my desk, so I'm partially distracted, Rose. when we were in the start of the surge is the word I was searching for, we did have a family that had lost a loved one in Manhattan, a nursing facility in Manhattan. And I called my friend, let's say his name's Steve. I called Steve and said, gee, help us with this. We went to this nursing home as soon as possible. And he said, you know, Chris, you're a good friend of mine. And I can't even begin to describe the conditions of what's going on here in New York. Will help you, but the soonest I can get there is tonight, probably around midnight or a little before midnight. Now, this was at around 8:30 or 8:45 in the morning when we were having this conversation.
Wow.
He literally had so much busyness and graveside services. His is a more of a Jewish, so most of his family select earth burial, and he had so many burials lined up, he literally couldn't get there until nearly midnight. So fortunately, I think our governor has done a good job, in my opinion, with managing this, and our people, residents here, have done a great job being compliant, I think, as evidenced by the lack of cars that we see on the highways.
Right.
Really done an awful lot to, as they said, flatten the curve, and I feel as though it must have taken a big chunk of this disease away from the populace. Doing so, we would see an awful lot more situation like they had in New York,
right?
And more proactive.
Yeah. Now, for folks who have prepaid for services, how does this current situation impact them?
Well, what we've decided to do is to take a look at every line item that we're offering to families and what was included. For example, services we had yesterday afternoon. The person had prearranged for their funeral as a graveside service, and they included a limousine in their prearrangement. But today, it doesn't sound smart or intelligent for a group of people to get into a car with another person that's not a member of their household to drive for the sake of getting a ride to the cemetery. So what we did was we suggested that they could use those funds set aside for the limousine as a credit toward purchasing the flowers that they were going to have to anyway from the florist. So they bought them from their florist, and we're going to send a check to the florist for those. But it kind of worked out that way.
Okay, very good. Yeah, and is obtaining a death certificate different now under this situation, or is that not changed?
It's a little bit, just takes a little bit longer to get them.
Yeah.
Not too terribly so, because pardon the pun, it's a skeleton crew at the town halls.
Sure.
They don't have regular office hours, only certain administrative staff is in. So it just takes a little bit longer, but we are getting certified copies.
Sure. Very good. Yeah, so that's important for folks to wrap up their final affairs. Unfortunately, they need those documents for sure.
There's still business that needs to be conducted, I suspect, when someone passes away. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Any sense for about how long this situation is going to continue, at least in your realm?
It was about 2.5 weeks of almost nonstop busyness. And just yesterday, we started to see a decline in the number of families that were contacting us for services. So and if that trend continues through the weekend, then my supposition that we're starting to move beyond the period where people at least are passing away from the disease,
right,
will be reinforced. But my fear is that there'll be a tendency for people to want to get back to some degree of normalcy as quickly as possible, and that there could be another reinfection or another surge that comes about as a result. So I'm hopeful that we'll all get good advice from the governor and our local elected officials, that we'll all follow that advice and just be safe for the degree of time that we need to be, that we can all maintain our health and avoid business with Hamilton Chapel.
Yeah. Advice to families you'd like to give who are thinking about maybe arranging a service or having to go through one right now?
Yeah. So your local funeral director, whomever you would call if your family's used a different home, then speak with them about what your expectations are, what your wishes are. And know that every funeral home is handling this slightly differently. We're all setting our own policy for this. I know there are some funeral directors that will not allow, for example, any viewing of a deceased person that had a COVID-19 infection. And then there are other funeral homes that do allow that. So temper your decision-making with whom you're going to choose business with, based on what your needs and wants are, and also now they will allow during this difficult time. And just keep in mind that even though this is a very strange and unusual circumstances that we are all living in, it should still be the opportunity to have a meaningful service, albeit won't be attended largely as it might otherwise have been, but still have a meaningful service that's reflective of the person's life that would be done with dignity and respect.
Yeah. Great. Really appreciate your time very much, Chris. Good to talk to you.
Likewise, Joe. It's good to see you. You look well. And I suppose we'll all be coming out of our houses in the coming weeks and reintroducing ourselves to our neighbors. And first thing I'm going to do is march down and hopefully get a haircut, because my hair is so long, you can't tell by all the gel I have in it right now, but I'm borderline homeless looking at this point.
Well, I know you've been just absolutely straight out with this, so I appreciate you taking a little time to chat with us.
Appreciate the time. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Be well to you and your family and your staff.
Thank you, and you as well.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Joe.
Bye-bye. Bye.